Cindy, as our listeners know, Wreaths Across America event took place on Saturday, December 17th, including the event that you chaired in the Rensselaer area. Tell us about the day.
It was an amazing day, Russ. What I'm not sure people realize is we're a small part of something much bigger. Locally, we did 13 cemeteries with 1,719 veteran wreaths. Nationwide and military cemeteries on foreign soil totaled 2.7 million wreaths in 3,702 locations. This is a big effort, all volunteer driven, all volunteer funded. It was an amazing day. We had, I would estimate, at least 150 volunteers, maybe more. We had Boy Scout troops and Girl Scout troops, and we had Rensselaer Central High School boys basketball team. We had the Rensselaer Central High School Professional Business Association. We had a high school student playing tap. We had the VFW and the American Legion Honor Guard. We had people, just my DAR sisters, thank goodness. And we just had people that wanted to come out and help, and it was amazing. I can't think of a better word to say but amazing, but it was an amazing day. We had a lady come from Crown Point to help. We had a lady come from Madeiraville, and she told me she heard all about it on the radio. So she came to see what it was all about, and it was a great day.
You kind of rolled into my next question, and that is about various groups and organizations that you wanted to thank.
Yes, I certainly want to thank all those I just mentioned, all the people that were there Saturday. In addition, there are a lot of folks that helped build up to or prepare for Wreath Day. The staff at Weston Cemetery and Memory Garden Cemetery and Mount Calvary Cemetery. The Fair Board let us use the community building at no cost. People didn't have to stand outside to listen to our short program. And the mayor had a proclamation, which was pretty cool. The Rensselaer Police Department, the Fire Department, and the Jasper County Sheriff's Department provided a police escort when our delivery was made on Wednesday, which was a local company. Hobie Wan Trucking of Rensselaer went to Moline and picked up our wreaths and another locations and brought them back. The Jasper Newton Foundation has really been a big supporter of ours since day one, the Jasper County REMC and their foundation. As I had hoped it would be from day one, that it would grow to be a real community-wide effort, and it has really become that, and that really is gratifying to me personally. I also want to thank the VFW for providing the space for a volunteer appreciation lunch that we had after we'd all been out in the cold. We came into warm, really good chili that the VFW Auxiliary and the American Legion Auxiliary ladies had made with cornbread and all the fixings you would possibly want in your chili. And our DAR members made dessert. So that was a really nice way to round off the day. And it was yummy. And I, for one, was ready for something hot because it was a little chilly outside. I would be remiss if I did not mention that any donation made between Saturday and January the 15th will be matched. So that's a great way for folks to help us get a head start on 2023. And yes, we're going to do this again in 2023. And they can make their donation online at www.wreathsacrossamerica.org/IN0117. That takes them to our General Van Rensselaer DAR chapter page. From that page, then you can select which cemetery you want your donation to go to. If online is not your thing, you can contact a DAR member. We're very fortunate that our chapter treasurer happens to be the branch manager at Alliance Bank in Rensselaer. So all those ladies are used to donations coming in to the bank for Wreaths Across America. So those donations to be matched need to be in by January the 15th.